Here's that show again. Welcome back to that show again.
We back.
It's called Lou Later, except whenever you and I are chatting about it on Twist, we always just write LL.
Yeah.
I never knew that was going to happen when his show was named Lou Later, that we would just, it would just be double LL. L's. Double L.
Yeah.
Like, it's like it's L, a nice ring to it. LL Cool J over here. It's quick and easy to write.
For sure, yeah.
I like how you're moving us right into the story. You're like, enough about that, right?
Yeah, are we going to do another banter?
Well, because...
But non-banter?
Exactly. Yeah. That was the thing about it last episode. Thank you for pointing that out. Some people who watched it pointed that out.
Yeah.
Google Pixel 5a, rumored to launch on August 26th for $450. Is the Pixel 5a the Pixel 6 killer?
Maybe.
Dun-dun. Yeah, maybe it's more compelling in the long run. I don't know, because the thing about it is... You were holding on to those cases today. Do I have to tell everybody about this? Anyway, Will was holding on to like a prototype case for the upcoming Pixel 6. And he actually was sending me signals that the form factor might not be small. And I don't think we have it posted on the Later Case site yet.
Yeah, but I'm just going to choose maybe like a Pixel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're just
for example.
Okay. You're just illustrating and promoting Later Case. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Go get one of these. People, or just wait for the next Pixel, because we're going to have that one up on the site very shortly in case you're in the market for that next Pixel phone. But here's the thing, we fully expect to see premium price tags on both the 6 and what are they calling the other one, 6 Pro?
6 Pro.
Yeah, and the 6 and 6 Pro, it's going to be, they ain't going to be cheap flagship type processor, right? I mean, they were saying that the Samsung's going to be doing the customization on behalf of Google for the Tensor chip, but they would be using the same process as their flagship stuff. So let's just go ahead and expect flagship pricing.
Sure.
Now, what if the 5A comes along and satisfies people's needs, Pixel needs, but at a far lower price? And could it... 450, is that really that cheap, though?
That's what they're saying, and it's launching... This month, August 26th.
Today, a new rumor tells us what that exact actually means. Apparently, the affordable smartphone is due to launch on August 26th, allegedly be priced at $450. 6.4-inch screen, Snapdragon 765G SoC, 6 gigs of RAM, and a 4650 milliamp hour battery. It's not that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Now, remind me, on the Pixel 6 and 6 Pro, what is the smallest display they're going to give you? Because you were acting like... When you held that 6 model, you were acting like it was too big already. But it's 6.4.
Yeah. It's still huge.
You're getting 6.4 inches no matter what, Will, when you get the next Pixel.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe you have to get the Samsung Z Flip 3 5G.
I was thinking of trying that.
Yeah, maybe that's what
it
you
looks
have to
kinda
get.
Cool.
Because you're into the portability and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're flipping.
Yeah.
Maybe you're Z flipping on your next
phone.
I don't know. You might be. But this thing, I do have to admit, the...
What?
The design 6? Of the Pixel 6 is growing on me a lot. The Daft Punk...
You like the visor?
The Daft Punk thing is growing on me. Every time I see it, I'm getting more comfy with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is about. I think it might get memed up, but maybe in a good way. It looks like a sort of robot. It almost has personality. It almost
very
has...
Very Android.
Very Android, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's nice.
Yeah. 6 and 6 Pro. Anyway, go back to the 5A. We're going to see this first because this is August. There'll be no wireless charging, and you'll only be able to purchase a Pixel 5A in one color, mostly black. It'll be IP67 rated for water and dust resistance. You get the headphone jack because it's a budget phone, and you get more when you get a budget phone for whatever reason. The 5A will launch in two markets, which is around 6 less than those that will get the 6 and 6 Pro. The two markets are the U.S. and Japan.
Yeah, no Canada.
Clearly both countries which are desperate for some decently priced mid-rangers. Interesting. So you don't think we're going to see it in Canada? I don't know, man. Maybe we'll be included in that. It remains to be seen. We'll find out. But you guys let me know. Do you prefer a budget Pixel with a lower spec sheet, or are you in a visor town like myself?
Mm-hmm.
6 and 6 Pro. Today's sponsor, Manscaped, and specifically the Lawnmower 4.0, as well as the Performance Package 4.0. I got the Lawnmower right over here. This is truly a feat of engineering. They have, believe it or not, found a way to improve the previous model. This one now even more sleek to hold on to, some cool angles to it, but still pulling forward that skin-safe technology for those sensitive regions when you go in there to do your grooming. Summer is the time of grooming. You have wireless charging on here as well. It's all types of innovations. You've heard about Manscaped. Look at the little charge dock over here. So if you groom yourself, which I'm fairly certain most people do, then this is the one you need to be looking into. You can use it in the shower. It has a flashlight on it. I mean, it's out of control. It's a lot of features. And you can get even more if you go for the Performance Package 4.0 that gives you a bunch of extras in there as well, because they have a whole variety of things. The Weed Whacker for the nose hairs, the Crop Reviver, the Crop Preserver, anti-chafing bulb deodorant, because let me tell you something, with the heat and all the rest of it, if you find yourself out there, these things can be a nuisance that you need to keep an eye out for. And so anyways, go check them out. Thank you very much to them for sponsoring the show. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping if you go to manscaped.com/Lou. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Just go to manscaped.com/Lou for a clean Trinity and beyond. Your space balls will thank you. Manscaped.com/Lou or click the link in the description. 20% off plus free shipping. Google considered buying some or all of Epic during Fortnite clash, court documents say. I read up on this a tiny touch. This is a funny kind of knee-jerk thing. When you hear about these disputes, you're like, wait, I know Epic's a big company, but these other companies that they're beefing with, those are big companies. Mm-hmm. The likes of, I don't know, you heard about these guys in the past? These Apple types? No. These Google types? Like, no, those are... Epic's like, we got a company. They're like, nah, we got a company. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little company you got there. We got a company, though. Mm-hmm. So you wonder, hey, why don't they just squash it and just go ahead and acquire these guys that they're beefing with? Eat them for lunch!
That's like a video game, right?
I don't
know. Like these big blobs that eat smaller blobs to become a big blob.
I mean, it happens in business, right? You ever heard of Jeffrey Bezos?
Sure.
That's what happens in business. You know, they you don't have to beat them if you can acquire them, but then you got to go talk to all the variety of government bodies that oversee this type of thing. And then they say, you can't do that. You can't just buy up everything. Every time there's like a telecom merger being presented or whatever it might be. And then they go and talk to the people and they're like, we lobbied over here. We took you golfing and we ordered dessert. And you got to let this merger go through. And they're like, you know what? We tried, but this is really terrible for the consumer. We can't let this happen. Yeah. You know, the whole monopoly talk and whatnot, Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that.
Google has gone so far as to share its monopoly profits with business partners to secure their agreement to fence out competition, has developed a series of internal projects to address the contagion it perceived from efforts by Epic and others to offer consumers and developers competitive alternatives, and has even contemplated buying some or all of Epic to squelch this threat.
Squelch.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to be squelched.
No.
You go ahead and squelch yourself, but you leave me alone.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, these are internal documents, and these are, what would you say? Those are accusations.
That's what he tweeted about it.
Sounds like in a, that's what things sound like in a courtroom. And the reason Epic would care to let you know about this, or would care that you hear this, these internal documents, or read these internal documents, is because they say, well, see, that's predatory. This is what Google wanted to do all along. They knew they wanted to limit your choice as a customer, and they even would have gone so far as to completely acquire us to avoid the contagion effect of other companies and brands recognizing how unfairly they were being treated, and so on and so forth. That's essentially what goes on here. And it's not just Google, obviously. It's Apple in there as well. So it's not so simple as your knee-jerk reaction. It's not so simple as, why don't you just buy those guys instead of, having these problems and sitting in a courtroom. Like, why is Tim sitting in a courtroom? Doesn't he have other things to do? Why is Sundar over there? Doesn't he have other things to do? And he's like, well, it's not that easy, man. You can't just go in and buy everything up, okay? It's not that easy.
Yeah.
Coinbase users can now buy crypto assets using Apple Pay. Big Coinbase guy, Will?
No. I mean, I don't know.
I'm on there every so often.
Yeah, you use them. I
popular cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has announced that it will now allow traders to use bank cards linked to Apple Pay to purchase crypto assets on the platform. Well, I guess they're like, man, listen, we're making so much money over here.
They're just making it so easy to buy crypto.
Yeah, they're like, we'll take your gift cards, your Amazon cards. We'll take your rewards programs and your Apple. Like, we don't care. Obviously, with Apple Pay, they don't care. Today, we're introducing new and seamless ways to enable crypto buys with linked debit cards to Apple Pay and Google Pay and instant cash outs up to 100,000 per transaction. Instant cash outs. They call it cash outs as if I'm on a gambling website, as if I'm on a bet365, of which I won last time. I was betting on a UFC fights. And I thought Poirier was a good deal on that fight, and I was betting. Okay. I mean, it's not the latest card, but anyway, I was watching that, so I was like, oh, let me gamble a little bit over here.
And you cashed out.
No, I didn't even cash out. The money's still on there, but I won the bet. But it's using the term cash out really makes it feel like gambling to me on the crypto. And I know enough instant people. I know enough people are, struggling with the crypto addiction, or at least trading addiction. Even with the stocks and whatnot, you know, it could take over your life. All of a sudden, I look at Willie Doo. He's like getting jittery over there.
Yeah, I'm shaking.
He's updating me on what's worth what every morning. And I'm like, don't we have anything else to do here, Will?
Hear about AMC. They're going up.
But that's big. A cash out up to 100,000 per transaction.
Yeah.
Available 24/7. Holy
that's
cow.
Like Tim money.
Holy cow, man. People doing big cash outs over here. But yeah, so what? They want to increase your confidence. They want to say to you, look, you can trust us with your money. They're really, what are they? They're a bank now. They're the bank of the future. They're the exchange and the bank. And if they want to be the bank, then they got to let you put money in however you want and take it out however you want. And letting you know that you can do it is supposed to inspire confidence in you that that's a secure place to keep things. And if stuff goes crazy, get your 100 grand out there real quick. I might have to try that out. I'll see if that works. I feel like they're lying. I feel like I go try to do that, and they're going to be like, sorry, we're going to need some extra authorization here. Please send us your hydro bill. And
you got to write your name on your card.
Yeah, they're like, can you please write
only us? Only use for Coinbase.
Write us a short essay about what you were doing in 1997. I'm like, I was 12 years old. Leave me alone. Yeah. All right, go ahead. This electric car helps its owners earn $350 a month through crypto mining. Sticking with the crypto segment of the show, there's a mining rig inside of this car?
Kind of, yeah.
Is this real, Will?
That's what this company's trying to do.
Are you scamming us right now? Spiritus is an electric car made by light electric vehicle manufacturer Daymac. It manages to mine $350 per month in crypto.
Mm-hmm. So I think it was like $11 a day.
How? According to... Okay. The company live streamed its Spiritus prototype and its real-time mining profits through a dedicated website, which showed an average of $11.83 of daily profits as the car earned over $350 by the end of the month. It's mining Doge?
Is it?
The car for a cryptocurrency platform to mine Bitcoin, BTC. Doge, Ether, and other digital assets. Okay. I don't know what they were mining specifically. It probably says in here somewhere.
So I guess this is his reason for it. Okay. Basically, yeah.
The average commuter car stays idle and depreciates for 23 hours a day, suggesting that having the car work while idle is a way to offset its cost and avoid it just depreciating. He said that the Nebula Miner is projected to offset or even fully recover the monthly lease payment, making it the most affordable electric car ever.
I don't know about that.
So there's a tiny little mining rig inside of there.
Essentially, that's running 24/7 or when you're not driving.
So doesn't this have to do with electricity costs though still, right? Because you'd have to be recharging the car at a rate that made it feasible. I'm sure they've figured all that out. Mm-hmm. And then of course the value of whatever crypto you're pointing your miner at and whether or not it's still a profitable thing to do at that moment. But anyway.
So they're taking pre-orders right now.
Cool idea, yeah. Car pays for itself. The Spiritus. It's a free car, Will.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube is adding a new video scrubbing gesture.
Did you see this one?
Help you forget the removal of Tap to Seek.
So it's very minor, but you can kind of see it in action here. Hmm. You can just scrub anywhere on the screen. You don't have to tap on the screen and then click on that little red button.
I love this type of thing. Mm-hmm. I do not consider... Did you say it was minor?
Yeah, I thought it was minor.
No, I
like
it.
But I think it's important.
No, I like it a lot. Yeah. So the dot is my thumb and I'm on mobile and I'm just grabbing anywhere. Like I don't even need to do a double tap 30 seconds at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I just grab and I start going.
Yes. And there's this little... disclaimer up there.
So the video keeps playing in real time, even while I'm scrubbing underneath.
Yes. Yep.
I like this. And then I just pull my finger off and I move to that point in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. The gesture is still rolling out. It's a server-side test. It's live on YouTube version 16.31.34 beta if you want to raise your odds of getting it. But it's like, I guess not everybody who has that version of the app is going to experience it for whatever reason. It rolls out in weird ways, limited run. What did you do in the past? I guess you had to pinpoint the playhead, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, this is better.
Or the top of 30 seconds.
This is better, Will. You've done it again.
It's a nice little thing.
Thank you very much for adding that feature to YouTube, Will.
Yeah.
I appreciate your...
Anytime, buddy.
Software development skills. Detroit lets automakers test smart parking technology in a real garage. Ford, Bosch, and Enterprise are all getting involved. The city of Detroit, in partnership with both Ford and Bosch, is about to open a new smart parking lab hosted in Detroit's Bedrock Assembly Garage, a real-world environment to test future autonomous technologies that could be used to refine autonomous valet parking. Ooh.
So it's not just cars. Apparently, they have the... What are these called again?
Scooters?
The scooters.
Electric scooters.
So?
I like that word, by the way.
The scooters?
One more time, Will.
The scooters?
Scooter.
Yeah.
Parking is hard, man.
It is, yeah.
Parking is hard. It's a disaster. Everyone's dinging and denting, and it's a nightmare. And when it comes to the autonomous driving, the parking part and the summoning part and the... walking, like these parking garages are terrifying, these things.
Mm-hmm.
Going up all these levels and imagine you just jump out the car at the entry. Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, Will.
Sorry to interrupt, but I was just saying like these compounds, do they give you anxiety, these parking spaces?
Like in
the multi-level or underground or above concrete, giant pillars, right angles. For some reason, it gives me high anxiety.
Is it like a claustrophobic feeling or is it more like I can't get out of here quickly if I need to? I guess that is a claustrophobic.
Yeah. And I just feel like there's so many like problems that can go wrong.
Mm.
Like you smear the wall or like a pillar
in your car. Oh, I see. They're just tight and not fun to drive in. Oh, yeah. No one's having fun in a parkade.
Especially in the traffic.
No one's having fun in there. No. It's not a fun place to be. You deal with them, you work with them because they're what do you call it? They're a necessary evil. You got to put your car somewhere. But they're definitely not, no one would describe them as fun. But imagine it's smart and it's autonomous valet and you just roll up to the front and the car goes, parks itself. Then you come back, you get back to the nice little entrance, you sit on a bench and the car brings itself back down.
That would be the dream. As you can see here, this smart parking lab is multi-leveled. So I'm guessing they're testing ways to get the car from literally the top of the level down to the the bottom.
Yeah, and those cars level. Those cars can't be bumping into one another as they're doing the musical chairs up there. So
it's nice how it's not just like a flat parking lot. There's levels, right?
More and complexity and more efficiency, density,
sure,
so on and so forth. This is lovely. If you've ever gone to a sporting event or something and you drive, and then all of a sudden the game lets out and you got to get into your car in the parking garage and
knowing everyone that everyone is doing
it at the same time, it's a nightmare. Bit of a, definitely, this is something that can be improved upon. Thank you for fixing that as well, Will. Razer will let you sign up to beta test its RGB face mask. They changed the name of it because it was one of their projects. You know how Razer, when they have a concept, they call it project.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been many versions of this over the years. Well, the latest is this glowing RGB futuristic face mask, which they were calling Project Hazel, but when it became a real product because people wanted it, presumably, I mean, that's what they said on Twitter. They're like, hey, people love this thing. We're going to make it.
1337 Leet.
I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Yeah, that's fine. Why not?
Anyway, they got a name for it. The name is Razer Zephyr.
Yeah.
Another futuristic word. Yeah. And you can buy it. You can pre-order it. Razer announced today it's gaming PC-like N95 mask has a new name. Planned fourth quarter launch. Futuristic-looking Project Hazel. Razer has not provided any additional information on the timing of Zephyr's release or when beta testers can expect to receive their masks. Beta testers might get a different mask design from what's been shared up until this point. So they just put out a video and committed to the name Zephyr. That looks to be all that happened here, which I guess is enough for some people because they wanted to be sure this thing would be made. Razer super fans are out there. You could have your Razer gaming laptop.
Mm.
Your Zephyr mask is on.
RGB.
Yeah, RGB is important, an important part of your life.
Yeah.
So this is a promo to get people to sign up to the beta test. And this is
Danny Winget.
No. Hey, man. Jeez. Is that not the founder of...
is it?
Of maybe it's not. I saw... No, it's not. But I think I saw the founder on his Twitter. It wasn't a picture that looked this nice.
Oh.
And he was wearing it.
Oh. Okay.
But you keep making jokes over there, Will. Feel free. Right. It looks like it's going to come in two colors, black and white as well.
Well, this is the original. Oh,
okay.
Design.
Maybe not. Maybe so it'll maybe just be black. Color? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you wearing this?
In public?
In private at night when you go to bed.
This will be kind of fun to get some reactions.
You're wearing this around here?
Sure. Wow. At night? Kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
On your bike with your backpack and Otis in
it? And Otis, yeah.
You keep memeing this whole town up, man. They're not ready for you.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be fun.
A woman led police on a low-speed chase with her dog hanging out the window, holding the dog hostage? Oh, man. I guess the dog didn't really care. It says the dog doesn't have a care in the world. Where is the dog? I don't see the dog.
So in this video, it's the dog's out on the driver's side, poking out his head.
Where? Where's the right poking? Here. Right there. Okay.
Right beside the red
scarf. Oh, the red scarf is like leaning up against, what is it? Some sort of, what is it, a schnauzer? What are we looking at here?
So yeah, this got my attention mainly because of this GIF. Look at the car. Just look at it.
It's so beat up.
Look at the windshield.
Smashed. Well,
I don't think it's smashed. I think it's... No, is it smashed?
Oh, it's smashed. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the front end is smashed too. At this point...
There's stuff out the wazoo.
But hang on. At this point, when the video is being taken, this vehicle has been smashed up because it's been on a low-speed chase. The cops have probably been interfering with it to a certain extent.
Sure.
So I think it's been beat up a little bit. For the past couple of weeks, many police pursuits in LA area. Some are dangerous. This one was a little bit more subdued. The chase began in North Hills in the San Fernando Valley. LAPD attempted to pull a woman over for reckless driving. Oh, you're right. It's garbage in the front. Oh, my God. And that ain't no schnauzer. That looked like a pit bull almost.
Sure, yeah.
The chase was on. The woman's car is so beat up.
I probably can't show.
Like no, this, not, no, not all
I'll
of
show
it.
Some frames.
Oh my God.
But it's like, oh man.
It's crumpled, but it's also full of garbage.
What is this? Is this like a poster?
I don't know. Just chugging along. I don't even think the dog was any kind of hostage. I think it just so happened to have its head out the vehicle, probably trying to get some fresh air because of all the garbage on the inside over here.
Yeah. What?
Oh, jeez.
Like, what's happening here?
Wow. Well, eventually she pulls over,
mm-hmm.
and here we have the cops. Yeah. And there we have an end to that. And I presume the dog was unharmed and probably ended. I'm hoping that, I mean, the dog ends up in a better situation than the low speed chase and the
just look at the
garbage
dashboard.
Can with wheels over there, man. Imagine, I don't know. Oof.
Insane.
Jeez. KFC is opening a pop-up hotel where guests have their own press for chicken button and can get $139 of free food a night.
That's fun, eh?
Wait a sec. $139. What are they even going to pay for the hotel room if you're going to get that much free food in the evening? Or maybe they just know people won't take that much advantage of it?
Yeah, maybe it's just up to.
Okay, we got to get to the bottom of this. That is KFC theme. There's a KFC video game. Finger Licking Good is on the side thing there with the neon light. It's actually...
It looks homey.
Yeah, I kind of like the interior design here. It looks like a cool place to hang out. And then the chicken is already on a table, ready to go. Yeah,
ready to be consumed.
The KFC pop-up hotel will open in London for 11 nights between August 18th and... Okay, so very short pop-up window. One night stays cost $154, and the hotel will operate for 11 nights. So $154 to stay there, $139 worth of free chicken.
That's a great deal.
That's a $15 hotel room right there. Each room has free room service via the Press for Chicken button. Nice. Man, it's crazy type of marketing you get up to these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. The House of Harland Hotel is where it's happening. And the reason it's 11 nights is because it's a reference to the 11 herbs and spices that go into KFC chicken. Yo, you took a big inhale there when I said 11 spices go in the chicken. You went like this.
I can already taste it.
You inhaled. In my loins. You somehow inhaled the spices that weren't even there.
Yeah.
They're not in front of you, but you were able to summon them and just remember what they were. It's a lot of pepper. It's a peppery flavor.
Yeah. I'm living vicariously through the Colonel.
Wow. A black Cadillac, which KFC calls the Colonel Mobile, will pick up guests and take them to the pop-up hotel where their own chicken clerk will greet you. Check-in. Chicken. Get it? Will?
Mm.
Will, get it? Will, get it? Guests will have access to a private cinema, a hot winger arcade machine, and a chicken concierge service. They just have to push the Press for Chicken button and wait for free chicken to be delivered to their room.
That's a button right there.
My goodness gracious. I might have to go to London real quick. This feels so relaxing. I just keep pressing the button and more chicken arrives until they cut me off.
Yeah.
So this promo is going to work through hotels.com. Everybody's trying to cash in on this promo. Hotels.com wants a little press, which we just gave them. KFC wants that press, which we just gave them. And the hotel wants that press, which we just gave them.
Yeah, good on them.
No problemo.
All right, last one.
Anytime. Sticking with food for a minute, a woman is suing McDonald's after a burger ad compelled her to break her Lent fast. This is a report. Oh, that's look at that cheeseburger right there.
I'm compelled.
How do you feel, though, about that bun to beef ratio on that cheeseburger?
I don't mind it. I'm usually more of a bun guy.
You're a bun guy.
Yeah.
You questioned yourself before you said that. You're like, am I going to say that I'm a bun guy right now? Or is it going to get remixed?
Yeah.
An Orthodox Christian in Russia is suing McDonald's for $14. Well, it seems like McDonald's should just pay out. I mean, $14, that's like not even a refund. After claiming that a banner advertising burgers and McNuggets made her break her fast, she had observed the belt-tightening custom for 16 years up until that point. So she had been doing a fast at Lent for 16 years until McDonald's screwed it up.
She couldn't help herself.
Her name is Xenia Ovchinnikova. Ovchinnikova.
Sure.
Don't sure me. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. You go for it then.
No, it's
fine. No, you go for it then.
No, we're good. we're good.
Well, you can't hit me with the sure. All right. Nice try, buddy. And then not do it yourself.
Ksenia Ovchinnikova.
No, you're way off.
Missing a K.
You missed a K. And also, I highly doubt that that original K at the front is something you're supposed to attempt. Though I might be Ksenia, wrong.
Right?
Ksenia?
Yeah. Or Ksenia.
Okay.
K silent?
Hey, man.
Someone in the comments.
You and I are way out to lunch on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I'm going to be called an imbecile again.
Someone in the comments.
Someone call me an imbecile.
Yeah. What were they? What was it about? Remind me.
Oh, the Apple Store scrolling.
Oh, yeah. You were looking at the new design of the Apple Store and you didn't horizontally scroll and you were an imbecile.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have a magic mouse that scrolled left to right. So it said, "Are you imbecile?"
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Here's the quote. When I saw an advertising banner, I could not help myself.
All right. mean, if you saw this.
I mean, all right. I think it's a fair
case. It's forgiven.
I think she makes a fair case here. Yeah, it's a fair case. So she saw the ad and she was on a 16-year streak.
Yeah.
And she saw the ad, visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
The cheat meal apparently didn't sit well. Who was reportedly suing McDonald's for $14 as don't make me say that. Oh my goodness. Is this why people read these type of websites? Because they get to say things like chompensation?
Oh yeah.
Wow. In the actions of McDonald's, I see a violation of the consumer protection law, fumed the worshiper. I asked the court to investigate and if a violation has taken place to oblige McDonald's LLC to compensate me for moral damage.
Mm.
I like the fact that she's not asking for like $1 million. $14 seems really reasonable. I understand there's a principle thing. You're like, hey, get your stuff together. Control yourself here. But if I'm McDonald's and she wants $14 for her troubles... Man, I don't know. I guess
give her a coupon.
It could set a precedent. Everybody's asking for their $14. You're like, you're advertising so good. Right, I want $14. Give me the burger for free, this and that. But
end up on this website here.
Yeah, but what can I say, man? It's tough out there. You see these advertisements. You want these cheeseburgers.
They're so good.
You want these nuggets. You want the meal deal from BTS with the purple container.
Yeah.
You want the, what was
Cactus Jack.
You need the Cactus Jack. You want the special, what is it? Sweet chili.
Sweet chili.
Was it a sweet chili dipping sauce that they put with that?
With the Cajun sauce too.
Yeah, I mean, they had how are you supposed to look at these ads? I mean, that's how it works. That's the advertising stuff, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you put anything on these days. It's all the food advertising. And then they say, hey, we're going to be at your house in 5 seconds. And you're like, I need a cheeseburger. It's like, you don't need a cheeseburger, but I need a cheeseburger.
You definitely do. Yeah. Once in a while. Every 14 years, I would say.
Well, you showed this picture on this display for so long now. You know how many cheeseburgers you just sold? You're about to be sued for $14, man.